What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi there, Gabby here. This podcast is intended to educate, inspire, and support you on your personal journey towards inner peace. I'm not a psychologist or a medical doctor and do not offer any professional health or medical advice. If you are suffering from a psychological or medical condition, please seek help from a qualified health professional. Listen up, my friends. Check this out. This is so cool. My 14-day relationship challenge is starting in just a few days. It's starting on October 1st. It's not too late to join. We're going to also keep the doors open until October 5th. So make sure you get in there if it's something that you think you want. And now more than ever, we're all just in this place where we want more love and connection. We want to feel closer to our loved ones, to our partners, to our work relationships. And that's why I just jumped in headfirst and created a 14-day relationship challenge that's designed to help you release the most common blocks in your relationships. And this is including friendship, family, work relationships, and your lovers. It's everything, even your kids. So in this 14 days, you will learn how to release insecurity, and I'm going to teach you how to set healthy boundaries, which so many people get hung up about. And this will help you open your heart to a deeper connection. So it's time to stop worrying and obsessing about all of your relationships, and you can start now attracting that love and that connection that you really deserve. So join the relationship challenge now. Head over to deargabby.com/relationship to join us. Hey there. Welcome to Dear Gabby. I'm your host, Gabby Bernstein. And if you landed here, it is absolutely no accident. It means that you're ready to feel good and manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. Let's get started. It's always good for me to host Dear Gabby live when going down in my own life. So welcome back to the show. Welcome back. Our own experiences often offer us the greatest opportunity to teach and serve. So in this moment, IRL, in real life, I am dealing with a relationship issue, a work relationship, and it's the end of an era, truly. And it's something that we all have to face at certain times. Relationships that once served us may not be the same in a few years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, whether that's a work relationship, whether that's a romantic relationship, whether that is a relationship with even a family member. Sometimes we change, they change. When the match is no longer a match, it's not a match. And we have to know when it's time to let go. And I remember watching a video from one of a prior Dear Gabby where I said something like, if you think you're trying to force a relationship, then it's meant to end. Because if we're in that place where we're trying to force something to happen, it's not in anyone's best interest. So I think that all of us right here, right now, could probably raise our hands and say, yeah, at some point in time, or even right now, maybe you're trying to force a relationship. Maybe you're trying to keep something going that really isn't serving you anymore, or you're noticing that this connection may not be serving the other person. I've been hearing a lot about these folks that like do the silent quit. You know, when someone's checked out in whatever form that is, whether it's in the relationship romantically or it's in the relationship that, of a work relationship or a boss that's no longer excited about working with you or whatever the dynamic might be, it's never healthy. You know, like who wants to silently quit their relationships, right? Who wants to silently quit a job or a romantic relationship or, you know, or you keep somebody employed when it's just no longer working. So it's really, I think today about busting through the myth that it's better to be silent. It's better to just sort of let things roll and see how it works than it is to just rip off the Band-Aid and say, what's up? How's it going? How can we make this work? And if it's not going to work, let's find a better solution. And that's hard and that's frustrating and that's annoying. But in my life, as you guys know, I practice radical honesty. And so when things aren't flowing, I identify the lack of flow and just see what adjustments can be made to make it better. And so I'm sure there's many of you out there right now ready to be Dear Gabby that are feeling that feeling of, yeah, I think that I understand that. I know what it's like when maybe there's a relationship that's no longer serving me. And look, the other thing I want to really emphasize is that relationships, while they change, they don't necessarily have to end. And when you have a professionalism, when you have a level of respect for humankind, when you have a connection to someone, and you center into that self energy that we always talk about here on the show, the calm, compassionate, courageous part of ourselves, when we're in that energy and we end a relationship, we actually leave the door open for the relationship to be whatever it's meant to be in the future. Whereas when we end a relationship with an attitude or we end a relationship with a, you know, abruptly, unnecessarily, unprofessionally, because of our own wounds and our own triggers, we completely shut off the opportunity for what it could be. And when relationships change, it doesn't mean that they have to be over forever. It doesn't mean that they don't exist anymore. It just means that they're moving into a different direction. And so I really want to emphasize that done doesn't have to be done. It can just be done in this way. And I love the concept of silently quitting your relationships. I'm wondering if people out there have done that. And I want to talk about this because so many of the relationship topics that we're going to keep bringing up right now as we enter into the relationship challenge, the 14-day relationship challenge, where I'm your relationship coach, and I'm very well equipped to be that, by the way, given all of the commitments I've made to myself in relationships and to others. When we get ourselves grounded in that place of self-awareness and connection to that self-energy, connection to that respect for ourselves and for the other, we actually can allow relationships to change and flow and shift and not necessarily be over or be destructed or taken down or contentious in whatever form they could be. And today, I want to really open up the opportunity that things can be new or different, but they don't have to be over. You don't have to ruin it. You don't have to end the connection. I like this because oftentimes so much just crumbles when we're not in that connected energy facing into conflict. And so today let's talk about conflict. Let's talk about changing relationships. Let's talk about how to handle the conflicts in our relationships. Let's just talk about what it means to step away, walk away, when to know it's time to walk away. Bring it to me today. I want to hear it from you. I'm definitely going to take you further with this as we go into the relationship challenge. 14 days, I'm going to totally coach you to the level of completely resurrecting the way that you perceive yourself in relationships and the way that you show up in your relationships, because it begins with you. If you are not taking care of your side of the street, then it ain't going to work out. You're going to always feel like the victim, or you're going to blame others so you don't have to face how you showed up. So my job here is to coach you in showing up in relationships in your highest and best, whether they stick around or not. I hope you're loving this episode. And if you're seeing any clips of this episode online, you are noticing that my makeup is beautiful and well done. And I'm going to brag about that right now in a major way. My makeup is amazing because since 2020, I've actually had to become my own makeup artist. And yes, I do have the luxury of having people come out to do my makeup at this stage because we are out in the world a bit more. But most of the time, whenever I'm recording a podcast or whenever I'm doing something quick on the fly, I am doing my own makeup. And that's where today's sponsor comes in. I want to talk to you about Thrive Cosmetics. They are the sponsor of this show, but I was also really attracted to them way before they sponsored this show because they don't use parabens or sulfates, and they're certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free. And I love their liquid lash extensions mascara. I was using this way before this brand became a sponsor because when I do my own makeup, I really want that ultra eye-opening look without the clump and the smudge or the flakes. And I've tried dozens of brands, and so many of them just don't do what I want. The Thrive Cosmetics Liquid Lash Extension literally makes it look like I have eyelash extensions, but I don't. I'm just using their product. And they're very clean ingredients, which is something really important to me. I had to completely throw away all of my makeup and a lot of my skincare products because I wanted to have healthier products. You're getting these long lashes, but they're also healthier. And the best part is that they're really easy to remove. So when you're using this lash product, it's like a tubing formula. So it slides right off with warm water or washcloth, which is major for me because I usually get black eye makeup all over my white jowls, and no longer. That is not the case anymore. And this is one of their best-selling products, and they have more than 20,000 five-star reviews. I've also been obsessed with their Liquid Balm Lip Treatment. It's a leave-on lip serum treatment that's absolutely beautiful and makes me very camera ready when I need to be. And one of the most important parts of the brand is that they have a strong mission behind their company. Thrive Cosmetics donates to help women thrive from emerging from homelessness, surviving domestic abuse, cancer, and more. Their Bigger Than Beauty promise really resonates with me. I love companies that are a mission-driven company, and this is one of them. Now is a great time to try Thrive Cosmetics for yourself. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order when you go to thrivecosmetics.com/Gabby. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/Gabby for 15% off your first order. Talk to me, my love. How's it going?
Hi there. I actually was on about 7 months ago, and we talked about how best to deal with my family dynamic and relationship with a borderline narcissist mom. And so your advice was super, super helpful. And I've actually started IFS myself and found a really cool therapist that has uncovered some really, really crazy, awesome things. So
beautiful. Amazing. Excellent. And then what she's referring to is internal family systems therapy. So if you're listening, you can go back and listen to our episode with Dick Schwartz or any of my episodes on internal family systems, just for those who are new to that conversation. Beautiful. Okay. Carry on.
Awesome. So I think anxiety is just something that's been prevalent in my life for as long as I can remember. I'm married to a fabulous man, but I think we're more friends and roommates than we are in a relationship any longer. And so that's driving a lot of anxiety for me. And it's, I think, causing me to use marijuana a lot more than I have. And so that's something I'm trying to seek help with through IFS, but in other ways too. But I just kind of would love your thoughts on how to kind of go from there.
Well, the using marijuana from an internal family systems therapy perspective is it's a part. So there's a part of you that's turning to the drugs in what sounds like somewhat of an addictive way, a manageable way.
Accurate. Yeah.
I'm just going to say right now that that's a protector that's doing some work for you.
100%.
While we recognize that it's in an extreme role and we want to relax that part of you, let's not judge it. Okay. So you're in a relationship that is great in many ways, but it's not the way that you want it to be for a marriage. So first things first, go sign up right now for the relationship challenge. Go to deargabby.com/relationship. Don't walk, run.
Okay.
Because
I will.
That 14-day challenge, 10 minutes a day, will uncover for you what parts of you need to relax, what parts of you can shift so that what's necessary for the relationship can be revealed.
Okay.
That's it's a challenge for your relationships, but frankly, it's a challenge for you to recognize what it is within you that's showing up in these ways, and how you can self-soothe, and how you can be compassionate, and how you can love yourself more so that your relationships can greatly benefit and thrive as a result. And some people might end the relationship challenge with, all right, maybe this relationship isn't right for me, or maybe this relationship isn't right the way that it is. Not right or wrong, but just isn't serving our highest and best anymore. That's a great outcome too. I'm not suggesting that's yours. I'm just saying that there's anything's possible. Yeah. But when you take that mirror and you start looking back at yourself and begin to be the witness with a lot of love and compassion and no judgment, be the non-judgmental witness of your internal parts, and through the IFS work that you're doing, through the relationship challenge, through any of our other episodes on relationships, and start doing that work, you're going to have all the answers revealed to you. And when you start to heal your inner world, you no longer will need that firefighter part that's running to the marijuana. Fair. So let's not judge that part. Let's say, thank you for doing whatever you had to do to keep me safe at this time. But I would love to get a little bit curious about what's beneath that firefighter.
Right.
So that I don't have to be in such an extreme way.
That's fair. That's the next step in what I'm working on with my therapist in our next session. So that's a perfect segue.
Yeah. Go take that challenge, my love.
I will.
Oh my God. Feargabby.com/relationship. Do not miss that, please. This is for you.
Right, thank you so much, Gabby.
Thank you. I'm really proud of you. You're doing great work.
Thank you.
It may seem like, I'm running from this or that. No, you're doing great work. Everything's beautiful. You're right on track.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
All right. Who's next, Sammy?
Hello, Gabby. How are you?
I'm really good. Thank you. What's going on?
So I have a fiance and we have a daughter together who is 1 year old. And I absolutely believe that he's my person. We had a fast, like we were friends for a year, and then the romance happened fast and quick. And so I feel like and then we got pregnant.
Oh yeah, that happened.
Okay. Yeah. Which has been such a blessing. And we absolutely believe in God's plan is bigger than ours. And we're so grateful for the timing that she's come into our lives. But we definitely lost out on that time where couples, I think, like learn to navigate life as a couple, like go from being individuals.
Yeah, it's fast.
And so our biggest struggle has been, I feel like, healthy boundaries and setting, I think, just healthy terms of engagement in terms of like, how do we protect this relationship? How do we create a safe space in terms of our boundaries with outside people? And we have very differing views of what that looks like. And it's gotten to the point where I would say I'm struggling with trusting him at times. And it's not that I think he's maliciously trying to do anything. Like, I know it's not cheating, but it's hard because I just feel like I have a certain standard of how I'd protect a relationship and what that looks like.
So I'm hearing that. Obviously, this is it's a lot to sort of enter into a relationship and have a child immediately, and that's a lot. But it's amazing that you're here because it's very, very, very necessary to start practicing what we're talking about here today, which is if you guys are having any disconnect around your own personal boundaries, your own personal beliefs about connection, then it has to come to the forefront because you can't silently quit your new relationship with a newborn, right? So you got to really now more than ever bring that level of respect to yourself and to him to the table. And so this is really about speaking truth from a place that isn't triggered. Again, we've got a lot of episodes on this kind of topic. There's the whole boundary episode.
Yep.
So re-listen to that. But identifying that there's a disconnect. Hey, I'm noticing that there's this disconnect between us. And let him know how that makes you feel. And I feel ... And in this relationship, I need ... to feel safe, or I need, whatever. And then very gently say, here's my suggestion of how we can move forward. And it's go to therapy, or read this book together, or let's get a coach, or let's, just tell the truth all the time, or whatever it might be. But I'm noticing So noticing the situation, calling it out, I feel this. This is nonviolent communication. I feel this. Mm-hmm. This is my feeling. Then this is what I need. You know, mm-hmm. it's very cool to say, hey, I need this. I think that damn respect, right? So I want you to consider what that would look like for you. I'm noticing, I'm feeling, I need this. And then in addition to the I need, I think you want to then say, here are some suggestions that I have for moving forward. Why don't we try mm-hmm. this? Or why don't we call this coach? Or I read this book, or here's a nonviolent communication book that I really recommend you go buy. Whatever that might be. Because mm-hmm. creating that foundation early, particularly with a child, mm-hmm. is mandatory to thrive in your relationship.
Absolutely. Okay. Perfect. Thank you.
Gorgeous. Thank you, my love. Now for a quick word from our sponsor, BetterHelp. I love having BetterHelp as a sponsor because on this show, I talk all the time about how we have to do deeper work. We have to do therapeutic work. We can't just sit here and listen to these Dear Gabbies, but not take the next step in our recovery. And I write about this in Happy Days, that therapy has been the greatest resource in my life for really healing myself and showing up for the world. I would not be in the safety and the serenity in my life today if I had not shown up for therapy with every single part of me. And I continue to every single week, every Wednesday at 4:45, I'm in therapy. And I really believe this is the key to my success, my happiness, my ability to manifest more in my life. And that's where BetterHelp comes in. A therapist can help you become a better problem solver. Therapy will help you feel more confident in your life and feel more connected. And it's a game changer. So if you're thinking about giving therapy a try, BetterHelp is a great option. It's convenient, it's accessible, affordable, it's entirely online. BetterHelp is online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat only therapy sessions. So you don't have to see anybody on camera if you don't want to. BetterHelp online therapy is also more affordable than in-person therapy, allowing for you to take care of yourself and get the help that you need without breaking the bank. With BetterHelp therapy, you can achieve more affordable therapy with professional licensed and vetted therapists who you can trust. When you want to be a better problem solver, therapy can get you there. Visit betterhelp.com/Dear Gabby to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/Dear Gabby. I love this sponsor so much because stress, as we talk about on this show, is one of the biggest issues in our life. It's affecting our sleep. It's affecting our physical well-being, our relationships, and even our manifesting power. And the solution isn't to just avoid stress. We can't avoid stress. We're human. We're alive. But the intention here is to create these different ways of self-soothing and helping our stress response and allowing ourselves to find ways to calm our nervous system. That's where today's sponsor comes in. Just Calm, the brand new product from Just Thrive, represents a revolutionary new approach to uplifting your mind, body, and soul naturally. And here's the deal. Just Calm is an amazing supplement that will help you reduce perceived stress, balance cortisol, improve sleep quality, and encourage focus and flow. Because when we're not stressed out, we can really get grounded in that focus. What I've been doing lately to really support myself and support my energy and my stress levels is I'm combining Just Calm with Just Thrive spore-based probiotic. And here's why. We've all heard the term that there's gut instinct or your gut-brain connection. That connection is far more powerful than anybody thinks. Your gut and brain talk to each other. When my gut's off, my memory's messed up. I can't sleep well. So we really want to make sure that we're addressing our gut while we're addressing our stress levels. And a healthy gut isn't just crucial for immune and digestive health. It's also one of the best ways to beat stress long-term. So give your gut this beneficial bacteria in the Just Thrive probiotic and incorporate Just Calm to help this whole process perform at a maximum strength for your gut and for your stress levels. And when your gut's happy, your stress is under control. Their probiotics are microbiologist formulated and clinically tested so you can be assured that what you're putting into your body is safe and effective. Their formulas are also all natural, non-GMO, and made without soy, dairy, sugar, corn, tree nuts, or gluten. Just Thrive provides a proven, potent, and effective spore probiotic to help you feel your best. Right now, you can go get 15% off this dynamic duo when you go to justthrivehealth.com and use code Gabby at checkout. All right, who's next?
I will say that I have silently quit a lot of friendships since I started my healing journey. And I used to feel like I would have to make a big statement, boundary, to say, this is what you did, or this is how I didn't feel supported. And, you know, the silently quitting, it really has felt better because you're not making that jump to the other side. And then when and if that relationship is going to come back into your life, you know, it's not going to be hard to kind of come back in. And there's different seasons for different times of our life. But, you know, it still hurts a little bit that you're not as close with those people.
I have a little spiritual adjustment for what you're saying. So yes. Here's a story, sweetheart. While it might feel easier to silently quit and not make a big thing out of it, just sort of letting something fizzle, while that might seem easier, it's actually not. Because while nothing's been said, energetically, it's not clean. And that's the sadness that you're feeling. That's the disconnect. That's the separation. And I genuinely believe that anything can be said or healed when you're in that compassionate, courageous energy, that self energy. So I want to encourage you guys, because if anyone's listening to this show, that means you're a miracle worker. It means that you're here to do big work in the world personally, professionally. You're here to show up as your highest and best. And so I might consider sending you off to look at those relationships that you silently quit and to get centered into all that you love about them and all the compassion you have towards them and the connection that you've felt towards them and that calm energy that you possess. And maybe just in your journal, write down an alternate way of expressing how you feel to them. And then when possible, if you feel called, write them a note, send them a letter. I know that we haven't been in touch a lot lately. I believe that things have changed between us, but I just want you to know, I really care about you. And, you know, there's no reason to end like an right? And while you have not ended like an you've just sizzled, it still feels off, I imagine, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So the more that we take care of our side of the street, that's a beautiful 12-step slogan, you know, take care of your side of the street. The more that we take care of our side of the street, the better we feel about ourselves. And somebody quit a job at our company kind of abruptly a little while back. And I thought she was really good at her job and I really liked working with her. And while she may have quit abruptly because of whatever was going on for her, I didn't want to end it that way, you know? So instead of being like, screw you, I texted her and I was like, listen, it was such an honor to work with you and you're a really bright young woman. And I'm so excited to see what you do with your career. And that wasn't, that was truth. I genuinely enjoyed working with her and I wanted her to know that. And so not only did that make me feel better as the adult employer that was like, you're awesome. Sorry, it didn't work out, you know? But it also allowed her to settle whatever might have been going on for her. Because you have to remember, people have their own stories, right? You may think that they're judging you or whatever, but they're like in their own problem, right? Or they create a story about it. So the more honesty and clarity and clarification and calmness and just connection that we can bring to these relationships that are changing, the better it is for us energetically. We're not carrying the baggage of unresolved communication.
I got you. I do have a question in the sense of I felt a lot of these relationships, I wasn't getting the reciprocated energy. And so while to me, it felt like I was silently quitting, it was more of ultimately was reflecting back to it.
Right. And you were in a protector mode. You were like, oh, you're not going to give me energy. I'm going to withhold my energy. But what I want to adjust here is getting you into that adult resourced self that doesn't need to protect anything, like that can just very calmly and in a connected way say, hey, I'm noticing things are changing and that's cool. we can totally move in different directions. I just want you to know I really appreciate you. And, or I want to just so you know, this is how I feel. And you don't even have to respond. I just want to say it so that I take care of myself. You know, I wouldn't recommend any of these conversations if they're not in that self heart-centered place, the 8C qualities of self. There was a beautiful episode called Spiritual Solutions for Confrontation. I think that's going to really nicely accompany this episode. That would be episode 76. And I recommend that if there is some silent quitting in relationships, I love that, then that would be one to go look at. So you can face the conflict with a lot of love. And when we talk about self, we're talking about the internal family systems therapy work of your adult, resourced, undamaged self. And when we can make decisions and speak from that place, it's our highest self, then we can say anything and it will be heard, it will be respected, and we can trust in it. Self can say, hey, you know, it's been tough to be friends lately. And I just want you to know that. And I also really love you.
Gabby, I appreciate you.
Thank you, my love. Let's take a quick break to talk about one of the brands that I am most obsessed with right now. This is Symbiotica. When they reached out to be a sponsor on the show, I freaked out because it was a brand I was already using. I have all of their beautiful, colorful products in my supplement drawer. Yes, it's a drawer. And when I open this drawer, it's like this beautiful rainbow. Symbiotica is a health supplement company. And they're designing sophisticated formulations that are scientifically proven to increase vitality and longevity by filling nutritional gaps that result from our modern day diet. I actually swear by this, people. Symbiotica's liposomal magnesium L-threonate was developed by a team of scientists at MIT, which has been shown to increase magnesium levels in the brain more than any other formula of magnesium. And here's the deal. Whenever you talk to any kind of functional medicine doctor or anyone who really believes in supplements, they're going to say the most important supplement that you need is not vitamin C, it's not B, it's magnesium. I have learned this and I have changed my life as a result of taking this magnesium formula. Magnesium is an essential mineral that is required for 80% of the body's metabolic functions. And in the United States, approximately 65% of all adults are magnesium deficient. I definitely was. I absolutely was. And the thing that magnesium has helped me with most is my sleep. Liposomal vitamin C. Let's go into this one. This is a synergistic formula that I use every single day. I use it on a plane. I use it the moment that I wake up. I love a liposomal vitamin C. I'd been using one forever, but I hated the taste. Enter Symbiotica. This one tastes delicious and I don't eat sugar, so it tastes like candy to me. So I'm like waking up in the morning, I'm like, give me my vitamin C. And it's this synergistic formula that plays a really key role in immune system function, collagen production, and healthy aging. It contains bamboo silica, one of nature's most beautifying minerals. But what I love most about it is that I can rely on it for staying really healthy, particularly during this flu season. My kid's coming home from school with every kind of cold, and I'm taking this vitamin C, and I gotta tell you, it's absolutely delicious. I swear by it. And finally, I love the vitamin D3 and K2 plus CoQ10. It's a synergistic formula that promotes a balanced mood and supports heart health and boosts your overall immunity. When you combine these three products, you're gonna be really hooked up. So take their online quiz to figure out the best supplements for your specific health goals. Use code Gabby on symbiotica.com for 15% off site-wide, or create your custom bundle and get up to 45% off. Symbiotica.com. Code applies on top of the custom bundle discount. Well, this has been a good show. This has been an important show. This is clearly a topic that I don't think is brought to the forefront, because we're always giving advice in the how-to space of this is how you fix the relationship or this is how you make things better. But we don't often talk about just how to lay it out, how to tell the truth, how to stop hiding, how to stop shutting down, but instead to just be in the pursuit of truth and connection and resolution, however that may come. And that relationships can end, but they don't have to be over. They can just change. They don't have to be done. That we have the power within us to express how we feel with nonviolent communication, have our needs respected, heard, and met. And we have the ability to create deeper connections by just empathizing in a very healthy way. Yeah, I'm feeling unsafe and I'm noticing you're unsafe too. I wonder if we could connect more on that. And just grounding ourselves as much as possible in that seat of self energy. I really recommend that everybody go back and listen to episode 82. It is a meditation for connecting to your higher self before any conflict, before any interpersonal conversation that needs to be addressed. I want you to practice that meditation. Really, practice it every day. I hope you're really proud of yourself for sticking around to the end of this episode, because this is big stuff. It's scary. It's sometimes very threatening to our internal system to consider telling people how we feel, speaking up for ourselves. But I hope that this episode gave you some more confidence that you have it in you and some tools to really take the next steps forward. Thanks for joining me today on Dear Gabby. If you made it to the end of this episode, that means you're truly committed to miracles. I'm really proud of you. If you want to get more Gabby, tune in every Monday for a new episode. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any of the guidance or special bonus episodes. Your experience of this show means a lot to me, so I really want to welcome you to leave an honest review. And you can follow me on social media at Gabby Bernstein. And if you want to get in on the action, sign up for a chance to be Dear Gabby'd live at deargabby.com. See you next week.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.